Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 25, 1804. Day 104 of the expedition. Camp near the present-day Cedar-Dixon County line, Nebraska. The captains decided today to go and see the mound the Indians called a place where the devils lived. The day was extremely hot, the thermometer registering 86 degrees Fahrenheit. This temperature reading is the only one found in the journals from May 14 to September 19. Why they didn't record the temperature more often is unknown, as they recorded most everything else in detail. Captain Clark writes today,
"Captain Lewis and myself concluded to go and see the mound, which was viewed with such terror by all the different nations in this quarter. We selected Shields, Fields, Bratton, Coulter, Sergeant Ordway, Cann, York, Corporals Worthington and Frazier, also George Drewyer, and dropped down to the mouth of the Whitestone River, where we left the pirogue and two men. We left the river at 8 o'clock, and at 4 miles we crossed the creek and continued on. At 2 miles further, the dog was so heated and fatigued we obliged to send him back to the creek. At 12 o'clock we arrived at the hill, Captain Lewis much fatigued from the day being very hot, and he being in a debilitated state from the precautions he was obliged to take to prevent the effects of the cobalt and mineral substance, which had like to have poisoned him 2 days ago. After a delay of about an hour, we set out on our back trail and arrived at the pirogue at sunset. We proceeded on to the place we camped last night and stayed all night. Captain William Clark, August 25, 1804.
The Cann that traveled to the mound was Lewis's dog, Scannon, now correctly known as Seaman. We can't say why Clark called the dog Cann. Perhaps it is the way the editors read the handwritten journals, which in many places are difficult to read. That is why, for years, the dog's name was written as Scannon. It is a well-known fact that Clark had a sense of humor and abbreviated names and used nicknames. He called Sacagawea Janie. Captain Lewis writes,
"On our return from the Mound of Spirits, we saw the first bats we had observed since we began to ascend the Missouri. Also saw on our return, on the creek that passes the mound, a bird of heron kind. We could not kill it, therefore I cannot describe it more particularly. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 25, 1804.
Tomorrow, Patrick Gass officially promoted to sergeant.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.